Senators, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please silence all electronic devices. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Chair Ingolia?
Here.
Vice Chair Rodriguez? Senator Albritton? Senator Berman?
Here.
Senator Boyd?
Here.
Senator Broxson? Senator Hudson?
Here.
Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Here.
Senator Pizzo? Senator Torres?
Here.
Members, let the record reflect that we have a quorum. Senators, we're going to hear five bills today. Any bill presenters wearing garnet and gold show that bill automatically TP'd. Senator Avila, you are recognized to introduce Senate Bill 672 regarding homestead property tax exemptions.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators. This bill requires, rather than authorizes, a property appraiser to grant the homestead exemption, the homestead property tax exemption for permanently and totally disabled veterans or their surviving spouses if certain conditions are met. Again, requiring rather than authorizing the transfer of the exemption to a surviving spouse's new residence under certain circumstances. That is the bill.
Members, having explained the bill, are any questions of the bill sponsors? Any questions? Showing none, Senator, you are recognized to introduce Amendment Barcode 887-296.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Senators. This amendment eliminates any ambiguity that veterans and their surviving spouses are entitled to prorated refunds for taxes paid for new homes. It also clearly places the decision to transfer an exemption to a new home with the surviving spouses if they so choose. That is the amendment.
Having explained the amendment, members, any questions of the bill sponsor, the amendment sponsor? Showing none, members, without objection, we're going to show that amendment adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions? Showing none. Do we have public testimony? Bob Asselis, FDVA? Waiving and support. Thank you. Showing no further public testimony, members in debate. Showing no debate, you are recognized to waive close.
Waive close.
Having waived close, the question now occurs on Senate Bill 672. Ms. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton? Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rodriguez? Chair Ingolia?
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 672 is reported favorably with committee substitute. Let's move on to Senate Bill 358 by Senator Burgess, Residential Gray Water System Tax Credit. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 358 provides a corporate income tax credit for home builders that install residential gray water systems. We currently flush toilets with water suitable for drinking, and this will help us conserve between 20% to 30% of potable water within our households.
Having explained the bill, Senators, any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions?
We do have an amendment, Mr. Yeah. Chair. I'm sorry.
Senator Torres, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The question that I have, Senator, is can you describe the types of developments that would benefit from the credit? Any idea of the size of the homes or their price?
Poor response.
Mr. Chair, the size of the home or the price is kind of irrespective to the income tax credit, but the tax credit itself would be up to half the be up to $4,200, which is roughly half the cost of a tax credit or a system. The cost is capped at $42 for the income tax credit, but this is new construction.
Follow up. Any further questions? Showing none, Senator, you are recognized to introduce Amendment Number 1, Barcode 115778.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Your excellent staff at Finance and Tax provided some technical and cleanup changes to this bill to help it be more in line with how it should look when it passes.
Having explained the amendment, any questions of the amendment sponsor? Any questions? Showing none, members without objection, we're going to show that amendment adopted. We're back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended? Showing none. Do we have appearance cards? Mary Nguyen, representing League of Women Voters.
We wave in favor of the bill.
Waiving in support. Thank you. Andrew Ketchell, Gray Water Systems.
Waive in support.
Waiving and support. Thank you. Showing no further public testimony, members in debate. In debate, showing no debate, you are recognized to close.
Waive close.
Having waived close, the question now occurs on Senate Bill 358. Ms. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Senator Rodriguez? And Chair Angolia?
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 358 reported favorably with committee substitute. Moving on, Senator Wright, you are recognized to introduce Senate Bill 762, property tax exemption for surviving spouses of veterans. You are recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Continuing on with property tax for surviving spouses of veterans, Senate Bill 762 clarifies that if a veteran predeceases, the issuance of a letter of total and permanent disability from the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, the veteran's surviving spouse may produce the letter to the property appraiser to establish eligibility for the homestead exemption. This bill does not alter requirements or procedure for applying for or receiving such an exemption. It just ensures that the surviving spouse receives the benefits they are entitled to, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Having explained the bill, Senators, any questions of the bill sponsor? Any questions? Senator Pizzo, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to go to my property appraiser, Marty Kiar. Is this a thumbs up, Marty?
Fantastic.
Okay, thumbs up. Thanks.
Thank you, Marty.
Let the record reflect that there is a thumbs up. Any with a fantastic, we'll add that. Show that fantastic on the record. Any other questions? Showing none. Do we have any appearance cards? Showing none. Any debate on the bill before us? Senator Torres in debate.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I want to thank the Senator Wright for this tremendous bill, because I've had spouses of veterans requesting this type of exemption. And I thank you, sir, and I'm going to co-sponsor your bill. So thank you again for this great bill for veterans.
Thank you.
Any further debate? Showing none, you are recognized to close.
Waive close, sir.
Having waived close, question now occurs on Senate Bill 762. Ms. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones? Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rodriguez? Chair Angolia?
Yes. Members, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 762 reported favorably. Moving on. Senator Polsky, you are recognized to introduce Senate Bill 184 regarding homestead exemption for first responders.
Thank you, Chair. Currently, Florida law provides a full ad valorem exemption on the homesteaded property of any surviving spouse of a first responder who was killed in line of duty while employed by the state. However, this exemption is not currently available to the surviving spouses of federal law enforcement officers. The bill expands the definition of first responder to include federal law enforcement officers as defined in current Florida law, thereby expanding the ad valorem tax exemption for surviving spouses of first responders who died in the line of duty or those first responders who are permanently disabled. That is the bill.
Having explained the bill, Senators, any questions of the bill sponsor? Senator Boyd, any questions?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a series of questions.
You're right.
Actually, I have none. I just wanted to be able to say that one time to Senator Polsky, because she says it every time to me.
Well deserved.
Any other questions? Showing none. Appearance cards. Marty Kerr. I'm sorry. Broward County Property Appraiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And first, I want to say it is so good to see so many of the wonderful folks that I had the pleasure of serving with in the Florida legislature a long time ago. I love the fact that you all have been elected to our upper chamber here in Florida. And I generally would wave in support. But I just wanted to quickly talk about this, because I'm so appreciative, Mr. Chair, that you and this committee have heard this bill. And I very much appreciate Senator Polsky and Senator Pizzo for sponsoring it. And I just wanted to tell you the impetus of it and why it is so important that it is hopefully going to be passed by this body. A few years ago in Broward County, you had two American Hero FBI agents, and those FBI agents were required to serve a warrant on a man who was accused of engaging in child pornography in the city of Sunrise in Broward County. When they walked up to the door, the man opened fire and he killed both of them. And when that occurred, one of the first things that came to my mind was, this is a tragedy, and under Florida law, if you're a state first responder, you're entitled to, your surviving spouse is entitled to a full property tax exemption. And I wanted to give it to those, the surviving spouses of those FBI agents. And unfortunately, at the time, at first, I wasn't allowed to do it. And we have a wonderful Department of Revenue. We work with them for about 6 months, and they finally said, listen, in this situation and in this situation only, if you can find one interlocal agreement they had with a state law enforcement agency, we'll allow you to do it. And it just so happened they had an interlocal agreement with the school board police to be able to serve those warrants. And so in that situation only, we were able to give it. But in most situations, we wouldn't be able to. And it really showed there was an inequity under the law, where if you are a federal American hero first responder and you pass away in the line of duty, you weren't entitled to the same exemption that your state counterparts would have. And so this very, very, very good bill would do two wonderful things. Not only does it provide surviving spouses of these American heroes that full property tax exemption, but it also says if you are a federal first responder and you become totally permanently disabled, you'll also receive this very important exemption. I thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you to this committee, and thank you once again, Senator Polsky and Senator Pizzo. Have a wonderful day. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Showing no further appearance cards, senators, we are in debate. Any debate? Showing no debate, you are recognized to close.
Thanks. I'll waive close.
Having waived close, question now occurs on Senate Bill 184. Ms. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rodriguez? Chair Angolia?
Yes. Senators, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 184 reported favorably. Members, we are going to move on to Senate Bill 322. Obviously, Senator Gruters did not get the memo that if you wear garnet and gold today, your bill is going to be TP'd. So, members, without objection, we will show the senator a reprieve. We good with that? Okay. You're okay. We'll let you go. You are recognized to explain your bill, natural gas fuel taxes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 322 will extend the natural gas fuel excise tax until 2026. Natural gas is defined as liquefied petroleum gas, compressed natural gas, or liquefied natural gas used in a motor vehicle. This exemption was originally enacted in 2013 and extended in 2018. This exemption is important to continue due to the growth for additional refueling infrastructure with natural gas and fleets working towards low-emission vehicles. The current tax and reporting exemption expires on January 1st, 2024, and that's the bill.
Having explained the bill, senators, any questions of bill sponsor? Any questions? Showing no questions. We have some appearance cards. Carolyn Johnson, Florida Chamber of Commerce. In support, Dale Calhoun, Florida Natural Gas Association, Florida Propane Association. Waiving support. Thank you. Alex Miller, Florida Trucking Association. Waiving support. Can't see you back there. There you go. Kenya Corey, National Waste and Recycling, waiving in support. Thank you. Tana Warwick, Associated Industries of Florida, waiving in support, showing no other appearance cards. Senators, we in debate. Any debate? Showing no debate, you are recognized to close.
Waive close, Chairman.
Having waived close, the question now occurs on Senate Bill 322. Ms. Stephanie, please call the roll.
Senator Albritton?
Yes.
Senator Berman?
Yes.
Senator Boyd?
Yes.
Senator Broxson?
Yes.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Mayfield?
Yes.
Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Vice Chair Rodriguez? Chair Angolia?
Yes. Members, by your vote, show that Senate Bill 322 reported favorably.
Thank you.
Do any members of the committee wish to be recorded reporting a bill before the committee today?
Me, Chair. I'd like to vote in.
Oh, Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Chair. I would like to vote in affirmative on SB 358, SB 672, and SB 762.
Duly noted. We'll make those recordings. Senator Pizzo?
Mr. Chair, in the affirmative on 672.
Duly noted. We'll make that notation. Any others? Showing none. If there is no further business, Senator Berman moves to adjourn. Without objection, motion passes, and we are adjourned. Yeah.